Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Kia ora, Alice.
Hi.
How are you?
I cannot complain. The weather is great. Well, it's okay. The sun is in the sky most of the time.
Good to hear. That's what we like. We're not alone in the studio, though. Would you like to introduce these guests?
No, we're not alone. We are joined this morning. Obviously, it's Comedy Fest at the moment. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of comedy. Love that. I can't believe we are making theatre in this country now when people get to see it and share breath. We are joined by Anya and Monty from...
Into the Bush.
Into the Bush! There's nothing I love more than to say into the bush, into a microphone, to an audience of people listening. Anya Monty, so joining us, you are the key creatives of this work. Tell us a little bit about what Into the Bush is about.
Amazing. Into the Bush is actually... every time I say it, I just love saying it. Into the Bush is actually an adaptation of an Elizabethan play.
Cool.
But very loosely adapted to incorporate clown and circus and drag.
Very cool.
I mean, in some ways, clown and drag, and it's quite Elizabethan. You know, like, I just think of every Shakespearean play where a person is a woman dressed as a man.
There's always some sort of, like, you know, clothes swapping, cross-dressing situation in a bit of Shakespeare. So,
yeah.
Natural through line, maybe.
Totally. Did you, what was the view? Did you sort of read the play and go, this must be put on in today's society? Like, where does that come from?
I came across the play doing a sort of early modern stage reading series and was like, wait, this play is incredibly queer and incredibly just like amazing in and of itself. And so I did direct a version of it in 2016 in Wellington, and then I started doing more clown and drag and circus, and I was like, this is a clown drag circus show. And now I'm living my dreams, and Monty and the other artists are helping me live my dreams.
I am all about enabling other artists to live their dreams. Monty, at what point did you jump into this, and were you like, yeah, okay, this makes sense, I'm gonna, like, yeah, what was your story to coming into it?
Oh, as soon as Anya told me about the storyline, I was like, this is me, I'm absolutely on board. You know, it's all about gender bending and confusing and arousing, and that's the whole point of my drag, so it just was so naturally a progression to, like, be in this show and yeah, make the characters come to life.
Nice.
So tell me, what's the through line? What's the synopsis of the work?
Well, Monty and the other clown are the through line. And in that way, it's sort of structured as actually quite a traditional circus show, in even like a big top show where, like, the clowns are actually like the people who are most relatable to the audience. So they're the most sort of human. And in this work, they are in fact the only humans, because all of the circus performers are gods and goddesses. So,
cool.
Which also makes sense, because they are gods and goddesses.
Absolutely.
See what they can do with their bodies. But essentially, the setup for the plot is that we're on an island, and every 5 years, this island has to sacrifice the beautifulest virgins to Neptune to keep him happy. And at the start of the show, two girls in, like, heavy quotes, get dressed up as boys and sent into the forest to hide, and there's all these gods and goddesses, and of course they meet and fall in love, which is, like, very Shakespearean, but, like, Shakespeare plus.
Yes.
You know, it's you don't just have one person cross-dressing, you have two, and then they fall in love, and then there's a lot of confusion. It's a dream.
That's awesome.
I love the Shakespeare plus. I'm gonna be like, that is so Shakespeare plus. So it's, like, super, super queer, which is gorgeous, and it sounds like a real celebration of queerness. But I mean, is it like all fun and is it all fun and light? Like, what is the tone of the piece?
Oh, it's pretty camp, eh?
Nice.
Very camp, very fun, very light. It's a whole moment. Very, very, very groovy.
And who are the kinds of people that should be coming to this work?
Everyone.
I think anyone who wants to have, like, a joyful queer moment and enjoy some circus with a narrative.
Cool.
And just support queer artists, because all of the cast and crew and creatives are all queer performers and artists. And I also think, especially I've seen in circus, like, often there's quite a, like, sexy but, like, very heterosexual narrative, which is, like, super ironic, because I would say the majority of circus performers are queer.
How, why does that happen? Why do you think circus and queerness go hand in hand?
Outcasts? I think partly like that kind of like culture of the freak around circus, which like is also like the culture of the freak around queerness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that the reason it becomes, there's a couple reasons that like it then they end up telling, people end up telling often heterosexual narratives, which is like, of course, like oppression, but also like there's actually some like physical things within circus that like often it makes sense for certain tricks to pair like a large person with a smaller person. Yep. And quite often that ends up being a large assigned male at birth person and a small assigned female at birth person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like it kind of naturally plays into that in this sort of weird way.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. That's real interesting.
Yeah. Do you, in terms of like the co-puppet of your company or the people you've got together, like would you say that there are markers in it that are like, oh, this is going to sound really weird. Like I want to say like queer co-puppet or something that creates a new space for queerness to live? I don't know. I'm curious about that, particularly if we operate in spaces or worlds where, I mean, in theatre, it's pretty queer, but also relatively heteronormative. So, yeah, like, are you doing stuff that's different or the way that you relate to others? What's the vibe?
Well, Monty, I'd love to hear your perspective as someone who's, like, been brought into the sort of co-pop of this show. I think having a space where you can also decide the expression of your character and you don't have to pretend to be something that you're not is like quite freeing.
Yeah.
And to also to not have to like hide or explain any aspect of queerness is really lovely. But Monty, I'd love to hear.
Yeah, because you know, you're working with other queer people, so there is that massive level of understanding each other and working with each other and like respecting each other's pronouns and not having to explain yourself. So it creates that really beautiful safe space to create art with other queer people, which is really great. Like, and I also think it's great for queer people to work, you know, without other queer people, you know, like it's, you don't have to be like mutually exclusive to only like that group of humans, but it also feels really nice when you do, you know. It's very comfortable and everyone's super lovely, and it's so great to meet like, you know, other LGBT QI plus people from different sectors. Like, you know, I don't do circus, so like it was really fun to meet all these wonderful circus queers and all that sort of jazz.
Lovely circus queers.
I love that.
So tell us the details of the show. When do you open?
We open on Thursday.
Woohoo! Nice.
And it runs Thursday through Sunday at 7:30, and there's also matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m.
And whereabouts can we go to see it?
It's at Tapac.
Yay!
Which has a lot of parking.
And good bus routes as well from the centre of town. So
you
easy.
Have no excuse. Everybody get your tickets now, thank you.
Hey, thank you all so much for coming in this morning. It's been such a pleasure. Any last notes there, Alice?
I just love this Shakespeare plus kind of queer circus vibe. So I'm going to... I would love to express that everyone goes into the rest of their Tuesday with that in mind.
And also, come into the bush. Yeah. Come into the bush.
Come into the bush. We'll see you on Thursday. Thank you very much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.